I feel like we are recording.
What were you going to say?
Before we get started, this chair has a strap that just is grinding directly at my butt crack.
How's it going? My name is Riley Mix, and this is my co-host.
Hello, I'm Shriekin' Wizard.
And this is Antisocial Engineering, a podcast about what's going on in the world and what's going wrong in it.
Where basically anything goes. We'll talk about anything from politics, to news, to weather, to movies, technology, you name it, we'll talk about it.
Fruit smoothies to horror movies. This is the first recording of the first episode, and we've both brought in a couple items we'd like to talk about here and there. We're going to start with hurricanes. It's a loaded topic.
We got to talk about Hurricane Irma. I mean, it's the second hurricane this summer that's going to hit the shores, and it's supposedly bigger than the last one that hit. This one's going to hit off the coast of Florida instead of in the Houston area. Supposed to hit on Sunday, the 10th of September. Supposed to be, I think, a Category 4?
Okay. It's Category 4. So, do you think Joel Osteen's going to open his church for this one?
I don't think it matters because the mega church is in Houston, so it's not going to actually matter.
There's going to be a lot of evacuees from Florida.
Right, all these Florida people are going to go to Houston trying to get shelter at the
church. Joel, please help us.
Right.
Please, we spent $10.99 on your book last year. Open your doors.
What if they don't spend the money on the book? Do you think he just tells them to get fucked?
But like they have to prove that they've purchased it when they come to the door? Digital receipt on Amazon?
Listen
like,
here, motherfucker.
Show me your Kindle.
Let me see that receipt for that book you bought.
I don't have a receipt. They never gave me one.
They gave you a digitalized receipt, motherfucker.
Because I feel like that's how he talks. Big and black.
Yes, Joel Osteen, big black guy.
Big black Joel Osteen.
Everything I know about him says that's probably true. His initials are Joe. That's a big black guy's initial, J-O.
Oh,
his rapper name could be Big Joe.
Big Joe.
He should release a mixtape, it'd be fire.
My name is Joe, for show.
Born Houstonian, keeping all the poor people out of my mega church.
So back on Hurricane Irma. It might not even hit. They don't actually know. All these scientists that say they can predict the weather within a few degrees for the next 50 years doesn't even know the path of a hurricane. That's kind of why I think global warming is a crock, but that's besides the point.
Okay, hold on. You don't believe in global warming?
No.
What do you mean?
I don't.
You realize it's real, right? Like icebergs melt?
Because it literally isn't warming. We had the record-setting winter last year. Across the board.
Okay, but
the entire country had a record-setting winter last year.
Yeah, the country, not the world.
Why they, like, it was global warming, and then they're like, it's actually not getting warmer, so we're going to change it to climate change. There's a climate change. That's literally what happened.
Okay, there are polar bears losing their homes.
Polar bears.
You really don't think icebergs are melting right now?
Okay, what are polar bears going to serve for us? Like, what do they do?
Coca-Cola commercials.
Okay, besides that, those are all digital. Them shits ain't real. I don't give a crap. That is not a real polar bear. That's a fake polar bear.
The Charmin commercials. Are those polar bears?
Also fake polar bears. Actually, I don't even know if they're polar bears. What polar bear wipes their ass?
Yeah, but they're cute.
Doesn't matter.
Do we really want none of them?
I don't think they're dying. Like, there's all sorts of... There's all sorts of scientists that say that it's not a real thing, and then you've got Bill Nye, the not-so-science guy, telling you that it is a real thing. Who has a freaking bachelor's degree in engineering?
Built, like, one airplane part in the 80s. That's all he's ever done.
All of a sudden, he's a science guy who tells us that there's a difference between men and women, and then goes back on it and tells us about the science of feeling. For those of you who didn't sense that sarcasm there... There's also air quotes. Feeling.
So anyway, we also have another storm to talk about, which is Apple. So Wizard here is a devout Apple user, unfortunately.
Okay, hold on. Before we get into that, I'm not a devout Apple user. I've used both. I just prefer Apple because I don't need any of the techie shit that comes on with Androids.
Yeah, welcome.
Simple, basic, usable, user-friendly. That's what I'm all about.
Welcome to a tech podcast where one of the co-hosts doesn't know anything about tech.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
No tech.
But the big news today is that some code was leaked from Apple, and the iPhone S we expected, the 7S, looks like it's going to be the iPhone X instead, or 10. There was a big problem a couple years ago with the iOS X being pronounced that way, because it was supposed to be iOS 10. So if this is the iPhone 10, we have that problem. Another thing that doesn't make sense about that is they're releasing the iPhone 8 and iPhone 8S and the iPhone 10. missing something? What the hell are you doing, Apple?
A 9.
Where's the iPhone 9?
Apparently they need to go back to grade school and learn how to count to 10.
Learn how to count.
X doesn't always have to mean 10. Yes, Roman numeral 10 is X. It could mean anything. It could just mean X. I understand that in most circumstances, you know, like Weapon X actually means Weapon 10 in X-Men movies and comic books and everything else.
But does X stand for 10? Is it 10 men? Is it that?
It could just be an X. Like,
it could just be an X.
It could be like iPhone Extreme.
I agree.
It doesn't have to be iPhone 10.
It doesn't. We'll see.
Obviously, everyone's going to speculate and assume that it's the 10, but it doesn't have to be.
It's true. I totally agree, and I really hope it's not the 10 because...
It doesn't make any sense.
If they announce the 8, 8S, and the 10, I'm just going to hate Apple a little more.
Apple is so huge that we decided we don't need to count to 10 using the number 9 anymore, so we cast it out of the dictionary.
You know what's more likely? They're just trying to avoid Nazi allegations. See, 9 is a German word.
For no.
That's excluding,
I mean,
people.
In this day and age,
you wouldn't
want people,
to say no to somebody.
People would take that
people
leap.
People would,
you know,
absolutely.
They would take that
they'd
leap.
They'd be like, wow.
Like, meh.
The iPhone 9. What's next? The iPhone Zig Hill? Come on, guys.
I mean, I guess if you think about it, like iPhone in Germany, that actually makes a ton of sense. So if it's the iPhone 9.
It'd be like the iPhone No. And
the iPhone
weird.
No? Like, why would we have that?
Maybe they're just trying to keep the German
market.
And
then it would just be like a giant meme where everybody's like, the iPhone No.
That'd be my kind of meme.
The iPhone 9.
The iPhone 9.
Or maybe that's what they thought. Maybe the guy who made it was a German and he's like, let's just not do the iPhone 9. So that way we could be like, oh, the iPhone 9? 9.
9.
Really stupid. But I also heard that they were like adding a new thing in iPhones. I don't actually know anything about it. I tried to find it, but super secretive. Because there's a small company that they actually got a part from to put in the new iPhones to do something. I literally couldn't find anything.
Okay.
I researched it for 20 minutes looking for it.
I'll look for this for the next show. And I'll try to bring in some news about it. Because this is the first time hearing of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw it on like a finance ad. Basically talking about how if you can invest in something, invest in this small company. Because literally they're going to get a piece of every iPhone sold, which is massive.
That
I
is
mean,
pretty big.
Hundreds of thousands upon probably millions. Hundreds of millions.
A lot of people have bad taste in phones.
Shut up. There's nothing wrong with iPhones. They're perfectly great phones.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying they're great for an array of things. They're
shut up.
Nice paperweights, you know. They're a great gift for your grandmother.
Okay, first of all, most grandmas use an Android,
listen,
I swear.
Listen, if you need to put a brick on
both
your
my
gas
parents
pedal
are grandparents.
In order to drive your unconscious body into a lake, drop your iPhone on it, man. And then just kill yourself.
They don't even weigh anything.
They do if you get 6 of them. And what better to do before you kill yourself than drain your bank account?
Then right, yeah, like just drain $7,000 on phones. Just be like, everybody's
that
like,
you can
what
tape
are you
them
doing
together
with those?
And
be
murder
like,
yourself.
I'm going to tape them together and drive myself up a bridge. Like, why don't you just use a brick? They're 30 cents at Home Depot. Like,
But those are not consumer friendly. Those
why
bricks.
Not?
You got to read all kinds of guides on how to use a brick. Like, they're harder to use than an iPhone. Which is the real problem here. iPhones are just so easy to use. Everybody go buy an iPhone. iPhone 10X coming out soon.
That's ridiculous.
You know what else is ridiculous? The Chiefs beat the Patriots.
The Patriots officially have...
I'm pissed.
As of right now, which is Saturday the 9th, the Chiefs have the worst NFL record.
Bullshit. It's
in
gone.
The league.
I'm so upset. That's never
because
happened.
Because it's the
ever.
Only game that's played.
It's the only game. Good meme. This is completely unprecedented. This has never happened before. The Patriots are the best team all the time, forever.
All the time, forever. Yeah.
And if you say otherwise, then you're probably just being racist.
I don't understand how that's racist. Okay, first
it's
of all...
It's 2017. Everything's racist.
True.
The Chiefs only won because they're an Indian team.
That's not true at
that's
all.
That's my theory.
Like, the Chiefs blew the Pats away.
The 22
Chiefs... 22-27?
More like chefs because they're cooking up bullshit.
That doesn't even make any sense. You're not making any sense. And the Patriots officially sick.
We'll see.
Although, if you look on... So we're doing a thing every week where we're going to pick teams because he's a tech guy, who I call Vizzy G, is my co-host, Riley Lux. He's the tech guy. I'm more of the sports guy. I like to watch football. So we kind of like mix and match. We're going to do picks every week and we're going to kind of talk about our picks and why we pick those and essentially go over it. And we're actually asking everyone to join if you're listening. If you go to the... weeklypick'em.fantasy.nfl.com. Sign up, go to the group Antisocial Engineering, and it's just the two of us. You guys can compete with us. We'll try to make it as fun as possible. We'll talk about, you know, leaders, and we'll talk about our picks, and we'll go through that each week. Next week, we'll be able to talk about how our first picks go, but this week, we're just talking about how our picks are and who we went for. We'll start off with the first one, Jaguars versus the Texans. Now, the Jaguars have never been good, and the Texans, they have J.J. Watt. That's pretty much, you know, enough to tell you that they're going to beat the Jaguars. So I went with the Texans for this one. How about you?
I also went with the Texans. So I've got a very specific reason for every team I went for. I don't know who J.J. Watt is. I don't
like one of the biggest. He's like Gronkowski, but for the Texans.
Okay.
Literally everybody knows him. Everybody loves him.
Awesome.
And he's also a stand-up dude.
I think the Texans are going to win because bulls are cooler than jaguars.
Oh, as I think a jaguar would win in a fight.
Like, I don't think so. I think the bull would just throw his horns right into the jaguar. Bulls
are clumsy and like big. And you know what happens if you mess smart.
With the bull? You get the horns. What happens if you mess with the jaguar? Some rich dude's mad at you scratching his car? Bullshit. Stupid.
He's going to eat you. Not a fucking car. Moving on. Philadelphia Eagles versus the Redskins. Who do you got?
Eagles. I'm a big fan of Invincible, the Mark Wahlberg movie in which a fan is allowed to become a Philadelphia Eagle.
No, that... I also went with the Eagles.
Yeah.
But it shows here that the user consensus, most people went for the Redskins.
Racist.
Racist.
Listen.
It's got to be reverse racism if it's anything.
This is the last time we have to stand up for our country.
Looking for a racial slur here?
Yeah.
Indigenous those are racist. People?
Yeah, there you go.
That's the correct terminology.
The natives. We can't,
for Native Americans.
Look, we get it. Like, they've got casinos and we're giving them a lot of money and maybe they shouldn't beat up our poor American. Look, eagles are the symbol of America. And if we just suddenly start thinking they're going to lose to the symbol of Native America, Saskatchewan. Okay.
Now you're just being crazy, but I don't know of anything that's happened for the Redskins for a while, so...
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you don't know anything about football. I don't really know that much about football. All I know is last year, I was here by myself for a long time, and I spent most of that time watching football on Sundays.
And do the Redskins win?
I don't pay attention to Redskins.
Good, that makes all of us.
Terrible.
So what's the next
Terrible.
Game?
Terrible, we're moving
what's
on.
What's the next game?
Cardinals versus the Lions.
Okay, what'd you get?
I went for the Lions because last year they did pretty decent. The Cardinals also did probably better than the Lions, but who knows? What about you?
I went for the Cardinals because the Lions are the only NFL team to have a completely defeated season. They had that one season when they just completely lost every game the whole time. It was
great. That's true. That's a true fact. I went for the Lions, but the user consensus is predominantly the Cardinals.
Sounds like some smart users.
Looks like I'm the underdog in this one.
All right.
Raiders-Titans.
Oh, Raiders.
I also picked the Raiders, although I hate the Raiders, but no one has heard of the Titans in the last, like, 20 years, so...
True.
They definitely weren't around, like, 20 point. Years ago, but...
I watched Straight Outta Compton, and you know how they're all wearing Raiders gear?
So you're just really basing all of your picks off of movies and stuff? Or small, weird
yes.
facts that you've found out?
Okay. Absolutely.
That's cool. How about the Jets-Bills?
Yes.
You went for the Jets, didn't you?
I did, but why do you think I did?
Because I saw your picks, and you picked everything on the left-hand side except for two games.
What?
It's a true story.
Crazy.
I also picked the Jets, although they're huge underdogs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think some dude named Bill is better than the band that made Don't You Want to Be My Girl, so...
You're killing me with these facts. Bears-Falcons.
100%. True fact here, Falcons have won every single fight they've ever been in with a bear, 100% of the time.
Like, are you talking about animals?
Yeah, animals, yeah.
God damn it. I went for the Falcons for one specific reason. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, and it's the longest living rivalry in the NFL.
Oh.
Green Bay versus the Chicago Bears.
Why? Green Bay is not
even an
animal.
They've been around forever. That's why. That's literally the reason why. Two teams have been around forever.
Okay.
Ravens-Bengals.
Yeah, I don't know what a Bengals is.
It's a tiger.
I thought it was a pastry.
A bagel? You mean a bagel?
Yeah, a bagel. That's what it is. Shit, dude. But I picked the Steelers. I mean...
The Ravens.
The Ravens. I picked the Ravens because of Edgar Allan Poe.
You know, surprisingly, a lot of people picked the Bengals.
Yeah.
I went for the Ravens as well because also I don't think the Bengals have ever been good.
They're part of a healthy part of this breakfast, though. Everybody eat a bangle.
I remember when I was a little kid, group, Montgomery Gentry, had a song. He says, last Sunday when my Bengals lost, it put me in an awful mood. I'm like, that guy must be in a shitty mood every Sunday because I don't think they ever win. And I used to think that all the time. I was like 12 years old. I'm a terrible person.
Also, let me just point out, if you were a kid when a Montgomery Gentry song came out, you're from the early, early 1900s. My co-host is 46.
I'm not 46. I'm not even 40. I'm not even 30. I am... Almost 28.
All right.
But we're going to move past that point because it's a sensitive subject. Steelers, Browns. We already know you picked Steelers because you screwed up.
I did, yes.
I also went with the Steelers.
Okay.
Everybody else did. 96% of user consensus. Steelers. Colts, Rams.
Hold on. We didn't talk about why I picked the Steelers.
Well, the other team's name is Browns. You're literally shit if your team's name is Browns.
I was going to say because their helmets aren't brown, they're orange. That's weird, right? What the fuck is with that? At least pick your team color and then wear it.
But what would be cool about wearing a brown helmet?
What's cool about wearing a Browns helmet?
It's literally an empty helmet with that's orange. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the point.
It's like the Naruto of helmets. There's no depth to it.
I don't know that reference either.
That's okay.
We're going to move on because now you're talking about anime. Rams Colts.
I picked... Oops, I skipped that one. I have no idea what I picked for that one, but I'm going to say I probably picked Rams.
I picked the Rams as well.
Okay, why'd you pick the Rams?
Honestly, I don't know. That one was kind of toss-up for me. I don't think the Colts have really done anything since Peyton Manning left, but like I also don't think the Rams have done anything since Kurt Warner left, and that was 100 years ago, so...
See, for me, I saw the Rams, and I was like, these colors are kind of like the Saints. And I kind of like the Saints. So I picked the Rams.
Sure.
I hope that's how gameplay works.
It doesn't, but okay. I know people that go through March Madness every year and pick based on color alone.
Do they win?
Won. Yeah.
Wow.
They've won a few times. Panthers, Niners.
Oh, absolutely the Panthers. My boy Cam Newton, the number one rookie quarterback probably some years ago, who is now just, I don't know, still a Panthers player. Get your fucking shit together, dude. Pick a different team.
Pick a better team.
Pick a better team. Any of them. Man,
see, I'm
like, play for the Bills, for fuck's sake.
I'm kind of biased.
The orange helmets, the any Browns. Team you want.
I'm kind of biased against Cam Newton because I think he's a lot like Colin Kaepernick, where he's really, really good, but mostly because people don't know how to play him. That's what Colin Kaepernick, when he first started, like, he was just so good that nobody could defend him because he was just, like, he was fast, and people were just like, Where the hell is this guy coming from? You know, he went on a few years, you know, 5 or 6 years. People started learning how to play him, and then all of a sudden, he was a washed-up quarterback that nobody even wants him to be a backup anymore, mostly because of political reasons. But hey, we'll pan past that one.
Well, no, don't worry. It's really easy to play against a guy whose main move now is sit down on one knee and look sad.
Yeah, that's true.
So, hopefully we don't have to deal with that anymore. He hasn't been signed, as far as I know. He's out of the NFL, right?
I mean, he's still a free agent.
Can he be signed to this? I don't know how this works.
He can still be signed, but he's...
Sometime... Can he play this year, though?
He could. Yeah, he could. Really? He could be signed, I believe, at any point during the season. If somebody gets a hurt quarterback, they could sign him on a second, on a drop of a dime.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre officially retired.
Shit.
Finally. After like 37 times saying he was going to retire, he finally retired.
Okay, is Peyton Manning still playing?
No, he retired as well. Eli Manning, yes.
Okay, what's his name? Michael Vick, is he still playing?
I think he's a coach now.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, no.
Jerry Rice almost signed Kaepernick, I thought.
What?
Yeah, right? Or who was it that almost signed Kaepernick?
Ray Lewis?
Ray Lewis, yeah, him.
Ray Lewis from the Ravens. He's not playing, Ravens. No. Okay. He won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And then he dropped out.
Okay, that's
good. He retired right after they won the Super Bowl. Back on that, Ray Lewis was fighting for Kaepernick to get signed for the Ravens until Kaepernick's girlfriend decided to open her mouth and ruined it.
That's right.
Basically, well, she didn't open her mouth. She opened her Twitter account, and people are stupid bitches on Twitter. So she ruined his possibly entire NFL career from this point forward because of one tweet basically saying that Ray Lewis is a slave and the owner of the Ravens is a slave owner.
That's real tasteful stuff there.
Real tasteful.
Mrs. Kaepernick. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure you'll have a great couple holidays this season with Kaepernick's family, his mom, his dad, all the people so proud of him to be signed to the Ravens. Oh, wait. No, you won't. You fucked it up. Good
I'm surprised they even go to his family's house because he has white parents. So they probably won't even go to his parents' house because they're oppressing him.
Probably, that's true.
We're getting too political.
Where were we? The next one.
Green Bay Packers versus Seattle Seahawks. I know you picked the Seahawks just because I like the Packers, which breaks my heart, but to each his own.
I think it's a really sensitive subject to just make fun of your own team like that, and I think if they had changed the giant gay logo on the side to maybe a P for the Packers and not just espousing homosexuality.
No, they're representing their team and their town.
What town is that?
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Pronounce it correctly.
Green Bay.
No.
With
there's
a B.
There's two G's.
Everybody hear that clearly? A B. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Which is my dream vacation. One day I'm gonna go there and watch a game in Lambeau Field.
So I picked Seahawks because they're my second favorite team because they're kind of like the Eagles but underwater.
I want to throw you out. And Seahawks don't go underwater.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Why would they be called Seahawks if they're not amphibious? Because
they're always around the sea. God, I hate you so much right now. Moving on. Cowboys Giants. This is Eli Manning's team.
The Cowboys?
No, the Giants.
Oh. I voted for the Cowboys.
I hate the Cowboys, so I'll never vote for them.
Why do you hate the Cowboys?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't have a specific reason. I think it's the same reason like I hate the 49ers. Like, growing up, there was always me, my brother, and my sister. And my brother was a diehard Niners fan. My sister was a diehard Cowboys fan. And I was a diehard Packers fan. And so I always was rivaling against them, and it just stuck with me to this day.
Did it hurt to never win a fantasy football league as a kid?
I never played fantasy football.
Okay, did it hurt to never pick the right team that was going to win?
I'm pretty sure the Packers have won 3 times.
Once?
3 times.
3 times? Were those Super Bowl wins or just no, basic game times, wins? No,
4 times. 4 times, because they won the first Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl, the Super Bowl in 95, and I believe the Super Bowl in 2009.
Okay. Winning the first Super Bowl doesn't matter
Yes,
anymore.
It does.
Why?
Because that's like the biggest thing in the world.
That was the worst time to play football. Like, everybody How? Was bad.
No, it wasn't. Starr was the quarterback. He's in the Hall of Fame for NFL quarterbacks. He's Bart freaking Starr.
Bart from The Simpsons is all I got out of that. I'll be honest with you. Eat my shorts.
Okay.
Next pick.
Saints Vikings.
Oh, we're Saints.
Speed this one along.
Yeah, the Saints.
I went for Vikings.
The Vikings?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That one I don't really care about.
Big Leif Erikson fan, huh? I went for the Saints because Saints Row is one of the best.
I hear they come franchises. Marching in sometimes.
The Saints, they do. they come marching right in.
Chargers, Broncos.
I voted for the Chargers.
I went for Broncos.
I think if you're charging, like, what's a Bronco going to do? Gallop at you? That's not very intimidating.
Charge onto Bronco's that field. A Bronco's not actually a type of horse.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
It's just like it's a bucking horse. Like it's a horse that's bucking. It's a Bronco.
So what's the difference between the Broncos and the Colts?
The Colts are a baby horse.
Why would we ever think baby horses are going
to
win a game?
I could be wrong. My horse facts aren't that great. I'll ask my wife and get back to you.
His wife is a horse trainer.
And that's our picks for the week.
That's what we're going with. Again, head over to weeklypick'em.fantasy.nfl.com and sign up. It's a quick couple clicks. And you can make your picks. You can join our group, the Antisocial Engineering Group, and see where you stack up against us and the odds this week. And we'll be right back talking about the results next week. And we'll have another round of picks for you.
I definitely thought you were doing a rhyme scheme there because you were like, go down to weeklypick'em.fantasy.com, whatever, for your picks, just a couple clicks. And then I was like, oh, is he going to do it again? But then you never did. And I was kind of disappointed. Kind of hurt my feelings, but that's fine.
Weird. It's weird. You know what hurts my feelings? You won't watch The Walking Dead anymore. Hurts my feelings.
I think a lot of it has to do with I got so into Game of Thrones, and I loved how Game of Thrones is just like, I'm not afraid to fucking kill every person that you
every
love.
Every main character.
And then, like, you watch The Walking Dead, and they're like, I'm literally terrified to kill off the smallest main character on this show because people will stop watching it because there was like all sorts of if Daryl dies we riot, if Glenn dies we riot, rah, 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 rah. Well, and it just got like repetitive. Someone would be introduced and you're like, this person's gonna die within the first couple episodes
because they had to kill somebody.
So they would introduce new characters and then they would kill them off.
So let me be the foil to this. So for those of you who don't watch The Walking Dead, I mean, it is a really good show based on one of my favorite comic book series.
Which I've also read.
Yes, which Wizard has read up to past the Negan stuff, right? Past
through, All Out War. Yeah, so I started the All Out War, but I don't really remember hardly any of it except for like some stuff with Ezekiel.
Okay. So the best thing about what Walking Dead is doing now and what it'll continue to do with its 100th episode on October 22nd is they've thrown away that whole we're afraid to kill people thing, and in season 7 they just started fucking shit up again.
Yeah, but
they
like,
just started murdering people.
I read just the other day that like they're talking about bringing Glenn back somehow.
Oh.
And I was just like, please.
That's dumb.
Like, that was I almost started watching The Walking Dead again when I saw that Glenn had died, and I watched the death scene, and it was like frame by frame exactly
the comics.
Like
the comics.
Oh,
it was very glorious.
And I was like, oh, thank you, God, because that was the most. I remember a friend of mine bought like the big book, you know? Like
Compendium.
Yeah, that thing. And I was I was on my lunch break at work, and I was reading this comic book, and everybody was just like sitting there like, calling me a nerd, obviously, because nerds sit at work and read comic books. But so we're sitting there. I'm sitting there, and like I remember flipping the page and just my jaw dropping as I saw Glenn just dying.
Just
And so I like had to reread, like I had to go back and like reread to make sure I was caught up. And I was just like, that is the most horrendous thing I've ever seen in my life. It was just amazing how they did it.
It was an eyeball popping out.
It was amazing. Like they just did it so perfectly. And then in the show, they did it exactly the same way. And it was amazing. And I loved it. And then I was like, I still don't really have an interest in watching the show. I mean, a lot of it could be the fact that, like, my kids are getting older. My daughter has a tendency to look at the screen every time something horrid comes on. So, like, I have to be really careful of what I watch so I don't watch a whole lot of gruesome shows.
Sure.
Unless I'm at home by myself or early in the morning when I wake up and everybody's still asleep. Then I watch shows that I like.
Like Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty is a big one for us.
That's one that I have to make sure my daughter's distracted so I can watch it. But that's a great show. Like, if anybody hasn't watched it, watch it. And if you started watching it, you didn't like it, and you turn it off, you suck, and you're stupid, watch it again. Just keep watching. I know tons of people that are like, well, I just couldn't get into the characters. I didn't really like them. And it's like, you just probably watched the first three episodes, and you're like, this show is kind of weird. And you just gotta hang in there.
It's that Dan Harmon weirdness you gotta really push through. I'm a big Dan Harmon fan. My favorite show, my favorite comedy for sure of all time is probably a show called Community.
Which is great. I've recently been getting into it, and I'm, what, like 3 or 4 episodes into the second season? So,
yeah.
Great, great show.
It does this thing that Rick and Morty doesn't do, which is it sort of eases you into the weird. Mm-hmm. It starts off in a really grounded, level way, and then Community in season 2 just busts out with paintball wars and zombies and pillow forts that take up a whole college. There's lots of shenanigans.
While Rick and Morty, it's like first episode, full, just like we're going to throw everything at them at the same time.
Yep.
And it's a lot. Like, it's a lot when you first start getting into it. But it's such a great show. And it just gets better. Like, after season, like, once you get season 2, like, everything starts doing great. Season 3 is amazing.
Yeah. We're in like, season 3 so right far, now.
We're like, what, 6 episodes?
The new one where they go to Atlantis.
Oh, really?
And that'll be tomorrow.
So we're finally going to see Cthulhu.
Yeah, right? That'd be cool.
From the very beginning. From the
first title card.
Yeah,
first
from the title
sequence. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
should be really good. Let's talk about the last episode, the Whirly Dirly Conspiracy.
Actually, the last episode, that was the second, two episodes ago, was the Whirly Dirly Conspiracy.
What was the last one?
The last one was the one where they separate their toxic from non-toxic selves.
That's right.
That's right.
The rest and Rick laxation.
Rest and Rick laxation.
And throwing Rick into words is one of the hardest things that you can ever
Rick-sy.
Do.
It's Rick-sy business.
It's Rick-sy business. That's right, because Morty turns into...
Patrick Bateman.
And they literally call that out. I loved it.
I
loved how they called him out on
Patrick Bateman. While we're watching the episode, I made an astute little Patrick Bateman. I like made a joke about him becoming Patrick Bateman. And then at some point in the episode, Rick calls him Little American Psycho. And I thought that was just great.
It was a great moment. You gotta love when TV shows call out the fact that they're playing on another character from another movie.
It's great.
Which is fantastic. And I also love that Morty, like, tells the girl, he's like, I wasn't honest about myself with you. And she's like, you're not a 14-year-old that used a machine to wipe out your conscience. It's amazing. Morty is probably, like, he's becoming, at first he was this really whiny character and you were kind of, like, annoyed by him.
Yeah.
But he's becoming himself. Like, he's just, he's kind of take no shit kind of a guy now. Which is great because I've read fan theories. Like, my favorite thing in the world is just reading what people think is actually happening, even though it's not actually happening. Or it could be happening. You never know. But the fan theory is that Morty is Rick. And one of the things they talk about is the girl from the Christmas episode where they go into the body.
That's right.
The girl is Beth's mom. That's the whole conspiracy, is that girl's Beth's mom. I just realized she's probably dead because they put her in Ethan's body.
And then Morty just jacked him up,
made him into a Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Basically, I never thought about that.
Huh. It was Annie, right? It was Annie.
I think it was Tammy.
Tammy is Bird Person's...
That's right.
Fiance, wife.
I don't think it's Annie, though. That doesn't sound right.
Annie's puffy vagina lips. That's a term from that episode. When they go inside of his body. Like, Rick tells... Well, Rick's trying to get Morty to hook up with her.
I don't recall those words.
He says...
I watched an edited one where they don't say that.
Yeah, he says she has puffy vagina lips. And I read Dan Harmon commenting on why the fuck Rick would know that this 17-year-old girl has puffy vagina lips, and that would play into your theory if Rick is Morty. Like, Morty hooked up with her and then grows up and then knows that to tell Morty to hook up with her.
Huh.
It's a whole thing.
I never actually thought about that.
If Morty is Rick, then how is Morty born if Beth isn't his mom? If Beth is his daughter? We don't really have anything for that yet. But the fan theory I heard that I'm kind of really liking is that, so there's a picture in Bird Person's house, and in Rick is holding a baby Morty. But in our established first universe the show really takes place in, it talks about how Rick was gone for 20 years before the pilot. So there's no way he could have held baby Morty. Like, he was gone. So there's this fan theory with this evil Morty character they introduce that says this Rick is from another universe and that he grew up with a Morty, but that Morty became evil Morty because he was around Rick so much. And that's why Morty's sort of changing now, is he's in this world with Rick and he's being influenced by Rick. So he's becoming another evil Morty.
That makes sense.
Because if you just spend too much time with Rick, you go bad.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought about that. And I don't think I've ever seen the picture. Maybe I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, it's a good picture.
Later. I feel like we've gone a long ways with Rick and Morty. Well, I mean, do you want to talk about the Game of Thrones season finale?
The Game of Thrones season finale was stupid bullshit, and I'm mad.
Why?
About it. The best character in the whole show was killed off by the two stupid bitches that have...
And Bran.
Okay, but Bran doesn't... He's not fucking God. Like, all right, look. Peter Baelish's men should have listened to him and just taken him out of the room. Like, they didn't have enough bullshit. Like, they can't just say accusations out loud and then the whole Vale just forget that he's the fucking ruler of the Vale. That's not how that works. I'm just upset that 20 people didn't get in front of Arya first. Now, if Arya would have killed off everyone in that room...
Wasn't the guy that was leading them... Didn't he hate Peter Baelish?
Doesn't that not fucking matter at all, and I hate that guy now?
Yeah, but, I mean, you hate this guy, and you think he shouldn't rule the Vale. You have a perfect opportunity to just get rid of him at the drop of a dime. Like, would you not? I would, if I hated somebody that much.
I guess so.
And the only way to stop him is to kill him, and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I just don't think that they should have done it that way. I think Peter Baelish deserved a better death. And, I mean, at least in the final scene of the show or something. The
final scene was, like, the girls standing on the wall talking about how, like, they're stronger as a pack. No one cares.
Yeah, it was a whole... It was really just kind of a letdown, the way they chose to air those, like, scenes in that order. Was just, it didn't give us that big thing we wanted from a finale episode of the highest rated television show on TV.
I agree. Like,
it just didn't feel...
I feel like the episode before that was more of a season finale.
It was more of a season finale.
With the reveal of the dragon. I mean, like...
Yeah, the dragon eye was like, that could have been the season finale.
Wait, wasn't the end of the show...
Well, the dragon burns down the wall.
Isn't that the ending scene?
But also, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knew that was going to happen. She took the dragons beyond the wall. That's basically committing suicide because...
I think that burning down the wall thing should have happened to just kick off the first episode of the next season. Instead of end this season.
Yeah, the last scene of the season should have been the eye-opening. Because it was cool. It left you kind of on the edge of your seat, like, what the hell's going to happen, you know? Like,
there were all those fan theories kicking up about Jon's sword in that episode, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Having the soul inside
about
of it.
About Jon being the prince that was promised.
Oh, his name. His name was bullshit. Aegon Targaryen.
Yeah.
Again, like, fucking...
Rhaegar's two sons are both named Aegon Targaryen.
And he'd have been the seventh. He'd have been Aegon Targaryen the seventh if he were born.
Which is nuts.
Which is fucking stupid.
Let's just go on that.
Like, what is he... Who is Aegon Targaryen? Like, fucking George Foreman? Like, really? Do you have to name all of your kids?
Aegon Targaryen. That's Aegon Targaryen. This little girl is Aegon Targaryen. That little boy is Aegon Targaryen. And... That little girl is Aegon Targaryen,
like,
too.
Walder Frey. All of Walder Frey's, like, fucking relatives are named Walder Frey.
Really?
That was a thing.
Oh, that was just his sons.
They talk about that in the book. Like, the cousins are also Walder Frey's. The girls are Walda Frey's. There's a whole thing. There's a whole chapter in the book about it.
I don't think I remember that one.
Oh,
I mean, I've only read three of the books, or listened to three of the books.
Yeah.
I'm an audiobook kind of a guy.
So that was Game of Thrones. I guess, I'm still pretty excited for Walking Dead to come back. I'm super, super pumped for my favorite show, personally, to be coming back, The Flash. Wizard has only seen the first two seasons of The Flash,
right? I have
a
bad tendency of dropping off of TV shows before they finish because I kind of get over them after a while.
Yeah.
Which I've seen up until he goes into the Time Force, whatever it's called.
Speed Force.
I've seen up until that point.
Okay.
But that's the extent of my knowledge.
Yeah.
But after
season three was really, really good. I've been following the show since the months leading up to its freshman year. I only started watching Arrow when I found out Barry Allen was going to get a backdoor pilot and be introduced in Arrow. So I started watching Arrow. But The Flash is definitely worth picking back up. It's a great show. Season four is going to be amazing. I'm super excited for the Deadpool cartoon. Another one of our favorite shows is Archer. This guy over here is a big fan of H. John Benjamin and of Archer in general.
Yes, and I think, in my opinion, that they should just mix the two shows. That Archer should just become Deadpool, because Archer is Deadpool. Like, in every way, like, Archer's Deadpool, because he's got the sarcastic attitude, like, his zany adventures. Like, I just think he's the perfect Deadpool, from what I've seen. I've only seen a handful of cartoons, and maybe read a comic book or two, and then I watched the movie. So I could be completely wrong. I'm completely off topic. But I've talked to a lot of comic book guys that tell me, like, kind of who Deadpool is and why or why not Deadpool movie was a good movie. Most people, the only reason they hate Deadpool is the stupid love story they added to it. That's most people's problem that I've found.
Yeah. And in Donald Glover's take on it...
Never heard of her.
So Donald Glover, renowned actor, writer, rapper... He's been given the reins for this Deadpool cartoon on FX.
Busy G's man crush. Let's just throw that out there right now.
I've never...
Huge boner for Donald Glover.
Childish Gambino is my favorite rapper.
He does.
Donald Glover is my favorite actor. It's not my fault the dude's so good at what he does.
Could you, like, sit on that or something? Because, you know, I can see it through your pants right now.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez, guys.
The boner.
Well, on his take for Deadpool, it looks like we're gonna have voices. Like, that's gonna be the biggest thing he's contributing this add-on to, is it's gonna be a... So I'm not an animation guy. That's Wizard over here. Like, Shriekin' Wizard's, like, big into animation. What's the animation style they use for Deadpool or for Archer?
Flash animation. Which is nuts, because that's hand drawn. Everything. Every frame is hand drawn. Which seems like it would be super easy for a team of, like, a whole room full of people that are just drawing a scene. But, like, for one person to think of that is just astronomically ridiculous. Like, that's just me. Go ahead. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I agree. That seems like a lot of fucking work. It's going to be done in the same Flash animation style as Archer.
Really?
Reportedly, yeah.
I didn't hear that. So
Deadpool's going to sort of have that, like, two-dimensional feel to it, that Archer quality. And it's going to be a lot of back and forth talking, like comedic dialogue, which Donald Glover's really good at doing and really good at writing. There's a lot of times in Community when Donald Glover's character Troy was given scripts that just say, instead of a line, just say the words, Donald says something funny. And that's terrific. That's hilarious.
And I can be right there and tell you that there are a few times that he's told me that he's supposed to say something funny, and he slays. It's great. It's hilarious.
Donald Glover's a great writer.
So, I mean, before I met Busy G, I didn't know anything about Donald Glover. Now I feel like I know everything about Donald Glover. But, I mean, didn't you tell me that on the new Deadpool, they're supposed to have three different voices for Deadpool?
They are. They're looking for three different voice actors.
And one of them was supposed to be Ryan Reynolds. One of them is
hopefully... If they can get Ryan Reynolds, that's a big if, but they're trying really hard.
One of them is hopefully going to be H. John Benjamin, which would be the cherry on top for me as far as Deadpool goes. And then the third one was supposed to be... Isn't it the dude who played the Lego Batman?
Will Arnett. Yeah, BoJack Horseman, everybody.
That's right.
BoJack Horseman's another show that is just fucking phenomenal. And Will Arnett might also be in the runs for, like, one of those voices. I can't imagine a funnier show than Ryan Reynolds arguing to himself with BoJack Horseman and Archer. Like,
right.
Just the three of them just fucking going off on each other. Is hilarious.
I mean, I'm all for H. John Benjamin being a part of this, because H. John Benjamin is like a voice god to me. Like, the guy, his voice is just hilarious and amazing. He's like if I loved a voice, I would love his voice. I don't know what it is. It's Archer.
The deep raspiness.
Yeah, like, it's just phenomenal.
It's a good voice.
I love it.
A quick segue, I guess, from the whole Archer thing back to the Deadpool thing to the Ryan Reynolds route. There was a fire that burned down our way out of town the other day, so we stopped and we did what any normal person would do with a couple hours
to kill.
Disposal, and we went and saw a movie.
Reynolds movie with Samuel L. Jackson, The Hitman's Bodyguard, which I kind of thought was just going to be kind of like, hey, Ryan Reynolds, do your thing, and hey, Samuel L. Jackson, do your thing, and it should be funny because the two of you are just so zany and crazy that it should be hilarious. They didn't disappoint at all. Like,
that was exactly
that
what
movie
it was
hilarious, and it was... exactly Ryan Reynolds, and it was exactly what you expect from Samuel Jackson, and you're just like, you two make a great slash terrible slash amazing team. Because it just worked. Like, they were so funny.
So well. It was phenomenal.
Ryan Reynolds is kind of that tightwad guy. Yeah. And Samuel Jackson's like a loose cannon, and it was just hilarious.
Samuel Jackson just does his thing.
He does. You know? When things start popping off, I mean, it was great. Like,
it was really shocking to me. If anything, I remember telling Shriek and Wiz that I thought, like, just based on the synopsis, that one of the best assassin in the world is bodyguarded by the best bodyguard in the world. I thought, for some reason, Ryan Reynolds was the assassin. That's what I went into it, like, hoping for, you know? That's what I wanted. But I'm actually a lot happier that he was
the guy. See, I always thought, I knew it was going to be the other way, because Samuel L. Jackson's always seemed like a loose cannon.
Yeah, well, but he could be a loose cannon bodyguard. Like, yeah, Ryan Reynolds, because of Deadpool, like, showed me.
But if you see any Ryan Reynolds in anything else besides Deadpool, like, he's not normally that guy.
You're right. Like, he's kind of stuck up, kind of methodical.
And, like, he's very, like, set. Like, he has rules, and it's just, like, he's going to go this certain way. And that's how it went. Like, everything was...
Yeah, everything...
Everything went flawlessly. Because Ryan Reynolds did perfect. He's very meticulous as a bodyguard, and his, like, big thing is, like, he calculates every single possible outcome that could ever happen, and he makes sure that it doesn't happen, and he's just great. And then Samuel L. Jackson's, he just pops off. Like,
bullets,
that's it.
Are allergic to him.
Exactly. No, I mean, he definitely not, because he talks about how he's been shot so many times he can't count.
And then Ryan Reynolds has never been shot. Like, that's what his character would say.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, I mean, it turned out to be a really good movie.
Oh, yeah. 8 out of 10, I'd see it again. Funniest movie I've seen this year.
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. And even had an old lady walk out in the middle of it, mm-hmm. because it was offensive. Because it's Samuel Jackson and Ryan Reynolds, so there's probably going to be a few F-words in that movie.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I can't believe people are shocked by
this. We went to the showing of it that only had us and then one old lady a couple rows in front of us.
But still.
It was after, like, the nun thing. Maybe she was offended by the religious aspect of it. They get on a bus with nuns and just...
I think the main problem was because Samuel Jackson was, like, this ruthless killer. But, like, he talks about how, like, maybe he's doing God's work by being a ruthless killer.
Yeah.
And I think that's what set her off, because it seemed to be right after that.
Yeah, it was right after that she left.
But, I mean, like, it was...
It's still weird to pay for a movie and leave halfway through.
Right? I would never do that. Not in a million years.
If I didn't like that movie, I'd be sitting there still.
Right?
Hating it.
I would just be like, this movie sucks. Why can't I leave? And then I would just be sitting there the whole time waiting. And I've seen some shitty movies in theaters. And let's just say, speaking of movies in theaters, I'm going to go see Baby Driver.
Baby Driver, yes.
In the next few days, which I'm super excited about because it looks great. It's got Jamie Foxx in it. It's got that one guy.
The kid from The Fault in Our Stars, right?
Whoever that is. It has the guy from Mad Men.
Okay, John Hamm.
John Hamm. It's got... Man, what is the guy's name? He played... he was in 21. That's the only one I can think of.
This is just not...
Oh, it also has John Bernthal, the Punisher.
Okay, the Punisher. And Shane then, from The Walking Dead.
Kevin Spacey. His name. Dang it.
Yeah, Ultron himself, right?
Is that Ultron?
The voice of Ultron, man.
Snap, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, Kevin Spacey, John Bernthal, John Hamm, and...
Ansel Hargalarbalarf.
Elgort.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because I knew his name off the top of my head, not because it's on my computer right now.
Yeah, that.
It looks like a great movie. And he drives a Subaru Impreza, so, I mean, I like those too, so hey, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I like the gimmick of him listening to music. It should have a good soundtrack.
I don't think you ever hear the music that he's listening to.
And that's weird.
Because they say that he plays the music because he was, like, around an explosion when he was a kid, and he has a ringing in his ears.
So tinnitus?
He has tinnitus, yeah. Like, he is Archer, but, you know, gayer because he was in The Fault in Our Stars. But he's got tinnitus, so he wears headphones all the time to drown out the ringing sound in his ears.
Okay.
So that's, I don't know if we'll hear his music, but we might. You never know.
Yeah, like during a high-speed chase.
That's definitely something they could play into really, really easily. Like, absolutely. Watch him flip through his iPod, because he has an old-school iPod, you know, the still, like, fucking roly-scroll thing.
I definitely think it's a stupid gimmick. It's...
You probably are too young to actually have an iPod like that, aren't you?
No, I had an iPod like that.
Touch?
You had a Surge when you moved. Yeah. It'll like.
Did you have an iPod Touch?
I did, yeah.
Before you had this iPod?
Huh?
Before you had the iPod with the scrolly thing?
No, I mean, whichever you're just a one. Baby. Whichever one just does the scrolling thing, because I never had a touch screen. Like, I just had like.
That's just an iPod.
Oh, so I just had an iPod. I was really into CD players, like Walkmans 2 were cool and
edgy.
Yeah, thanks.
Is that what you're going for?
Edginess?
Because when I was in high school, I also had a CD player, but they were all the rage. But they were like the shittiest things in the world. You had like a 15-second anti-skip that never worked because if you ever like used that clip that held it on your pants, it was just like...
I mean, I had Now That's What I Call Music 5.
Gay.
I played that a lot. Gay. That was the only CD I had. Played it over and over again.
Super gay.
And actually, no, I had a Roy D. Mercer prank call CD.
I don't know who that is.
He's a southern prank caller guy from back on radio who would talk like this and be like, "Now how big of an old boy are you? I'll have to open a can of whoop-ass on you." This is back when you were allowed to threaten people, like, for a prank call. You can't do that anymore. But he would straight up, like, threaten to beat people up. He'd be like, "How big an old boy are you?" And they'd, like, fucking rage at him. He'd be like, "I'm gonna kick your ass." It's like, you can't do that anymore. But back in the day...
There's rules for prank calling?
Yeah, they're on phonelosers.org/rules.
Okay, phonelosers.org/rules.
Make sure you read the rules before you prank locally.
So, like, what are some of the rules? Run me through this, because...
Don't prank locally.
I don't prank people. So I don't know. I've never done prank calls in my life.
And my background in entertainment online comes from prank calls, prank call communities, YouTube shows, podcasts, stuff like that.
So what's like run me through the, because I mean eventually we're gonna have some prank calls on here. Busy G is all about the prank calls, so eventually it's gonna happen. So run me through like what is a prank call? Like what makes a good prank call?
Okay, so a good prank call is the kind that there's just a bunch of different styles of prank calls. Right now is actually a holiday of sorts for the PLA, for the Phone Losers of America, that do their prank calls called Ding Timber, where you leave notes on cars saying, "Sorry, I dinged your car," and then you leave this guy Brad's voicemail number, and people call back Brad and leave him an angry voicemail, and he calls them like, "Oh, sorry, I dinged your car." There's stuff like that. One of the best prank calls of that are by Brad and another host of a show named Matt fucking Hillock.
Is his name really Matt fucking Hillock?
It's Matt fucking Hillock.
Okay.
If you ask him, that's his name.
Okay.
He hosts a show called Party Time with Zax and Matt fucking Hillock.
Okay.
And he's the type, he has this abrasive sense of humor where he'll call you a Nancy boy and threaten to drink you under the table. And he'll call your shoes fucking gay.
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. It's a whole lot. Brad does tenants from hell calls where he'll call up an apartment complex list. And he'll freak someone out, like, "Oh, we put a private beach in the living room, and the sand got in the toilet." And, you know, that'll freak somebody out. Or that he's putting up satellites on the roof to shoot signals into space.
I feel like you've told me about the sands in the living room thing.
Yeah, it's a big one that they do.
That's ridiculous.
It's pretty crazy. Some of these prank calls are great. A lot of the stuff that got me into prank calls was back in the day, PLA. Where Brad would take over the answering machines and, like, the incoming phone calls of different businesses. He could sit there and answer phone calls to Walmart and then pretend to be Walmart. He could answer phone calls to a movie theater and then tell them, like, "Oh, well, to process your... To tell you what time the movies are, I need your social security number." They would just get mad at him. Pizza places. He would take over pizza places. Someone would call in and... Then just be like, "Oh,
so basically, blah, blah, blah." He just hacks restaurants.
He would just hack into, you just hack all that stuff and then take their phone calls and then mess with people and record it. And that's what really got me into Phone Losers back in the day.
But it sounds like something that would really make me mad as a business manager.
Yes, it probably
I would be. If I found out somebody was hacking my phone systems, I'd be pretty furious. But all in the name of good fun, right?
Yeah, oh, everything's in good fun.
No harm, no foul. Back on movies, Kingsman, it's another one coming out in the next couple weeks that we're going to see.
Very excited. Netflix just bought Millard World, and that's going to add a whole new layer of Netflix shows by the creator of fucking Kingsman, dude. By the creator of Kick-Ass and Wanted.
Yeah, but, like, do you think they're going to be good? Like, do you think they're going to do them justice?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think they did an amazing job with the Defenders, but, like... I don't know, like, how far can they take this superhero thing that they're doing?
Well, the best thing about Millar World is he doesn't have that, like, the rest of these books he's written aren't about superheroes. So all the ones that have been adapted already are superhero books. And Kingsman is very narrowly
it's not really superhero.
It's... Exactly. It's only barely a superhero property.
Yeah.
What I'm looking forward to is Jupiter's Ascending.
That's gonna turn some heads. But oh, yeah. Kingsman also has Channing Tatum in it. Jeff Bridges.
The new one does?
Yes.
Huh.
Also the guy who played the Red Viper in Game of Thrones, he's in it as well. All like American assassins that work for Kingsman, but in America. I don't think they're called Kingsman because what American has a tailor? Like that's not something we do here, you know.
No. We're uncivilized humps of meat in t-shirts.
Essentially, yes. We don't dress fancy like that. But that's one of the movies that we're gonna go see, and we'll talk about it on this podcast. Another movie coming out, American Assassins, and we've talked about this one a little bit because you said you don't want to see it because the main character was.
Oh, fucking Dylan O'Brien from Teen Wolf.
That guy.
I have no interest in seeing what Miles, the bullshit sidekick from Teen Wolf, has to do in an assassin movie. It's stupid. It looks like a cheap knockoff of the assassin movie genre. Like, this guy is going to be some fucking... He's going to either be Taron Egerton, or he's going to be McAvoy and Monty. He's going to be like this discounted...
I think he's going to go more of a John Wick kind of route. Like, he's going to be like...
Just murdering people?
Yeah, like he's just... like he's John Wick is like an American assassin. This guy is going to be the American assassin. But, like I told you before, I will convince you to watch this movie in two words.
Fucking, I don't believe you.
Michael Keaton.
Aw.
Keaton also was in that movie.
Fuck.
And he's the guy who trains...
Oh, shit.
...bullshit sidekick
but
from
I
Teen
love
Wolf.
Him.
I know you love him. Like, you've talked about him numerous times, because we talked about the Spider-Man movies where Michael Keaton is the Vulture, which... First thing you need to know about me is... As a kid growing up, Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man TV show, is amazing. Like, that was my favorite show when I was growing up.
Yes.
So I've always loved Spider-Man.
Yes.
So I've seen all the movies, all that hoopla. No matter how shitty they are, for some reason, I still like them a lot. Speaking of the Amazing Spider-Man, just found out the other day that it's on Hulu, so I can watch it again. So started watching it with my kids. Turns out, when you watch Spider-Man with a 3-year-old... She believes she is Spider-Man and will leap onto your face off of the high chair that's next to the couch. And it's not pleasant, so watch out for your high chairs when you're watching Amazing Spider-Man. And when you ask her why she jumped on your face, she tells you, because I'm Spider-Man.
Sounds like a great Halloween costume choice this year.
It wasn't pleasant. It hurt a lot.
Just to make sure that there is a differentiation here, he's talking about the animated series, not the bullshit
the movie.
Andrew Garfield movies. Because those are fucking awful.
I mean, you said I was 46. I don't think anybody thinks that I watched the Andrew Garfield movies when I was a kid. The Amazing Spider-Man animated series. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, the 60s one.
You watched that. I hate you. It's from the 90s.
You watched the 90s one.
I was born in 89. I'm not that old. Don't judge me. But Michael Keaton plays the Vulture. Michael Keaton plays the Vulture.
In the Spider-Man Homecoming movie?
Spider-Man Homecoming, which also has your man crush, Childish Gambino.
Yeah, Donald Glover is Prowler. Big news. I hope he puts on that Prowler costume in one of these movies.
He is the Vulture, which if anybody ever... I don't know if it's in the comics because I never really read comics.
Yes.
But in the animated series, he's this super old guy that nobody would expect to be the Vulture. But in this one, it's freaking Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Adrian Toomes in the comic books is super elderly.
Like, Michael Keaton is old, granted, yes, but like...
Not that
old. Like, not 90 years old, as they depict him in the animated series.
I liked his take on it. I love Michael Keaton.
I thought it was good.
Like, I liked him as Batman. I liked him in The Founder. I liked him on a boat. I liked him, you know?
In a tree. Did you like him on a train?
I did like him on
the dark.
Train. I did like him in the dark.
But no, like I mean,
wow, he's an American assassin.
He
huh?
is an American assassin. He's the guy that trains the two guys that are basically
so
going to go at it.
What's American Assassin about?
So American Assassin is follows the rise of Mitch Rapp, a CIA Black Ops recruit under the instruction of Cold War veteran Stan Hurley, Michael Keaton. The pair is then enlisted by CIA Deputy Director Irene Kennedy to investigate a wave of apparently random attacks on both military and civilian targets. Together, the three discover a pattern in violence leading them to join mission with a lethal Turkish agent to stop a mysterious operative intent on starting a world war in the Middle East. Okay. So obviously it's just your run-of-the-mill fucking action movie.
Era set Russian action movie.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just an action movie. There's nothing really...
It's SALT or American Ultra or any number of these other Cold War spy movies.
Essentially, yeah.
I'm calling it right now. Like, I don't think it's going to be that good.
I don't know. But I'm kind of holding out on it because it looks like a decent movie. Like, it looks like a good action movie, which I'm a huge fan of action movies. It's just how I've got nothing against it, so we'll see. I don't know Dylan O'Brien. I've never seen Teen Wolf because I'm not gay. So we'll see. We'll see what goes with it.
So what other movies are coming out?
We got... You know, American Assassin is one of the ones I'm really looking forward to. American Made is another one that's really...
What's
really
that about?
That's a Tom Cruise movie.
Okay.
It's
really? They're giving him another film
based
after
on a true
Mummy
story,
flopped so hard?
Based on a true story.
Okay.
About a CIA pilot where Tom Cruise actually does all his own stunts in the airplane because Tom Cruise has his airline pilot's license. But it follows Barry Seal, a TWA pilot recruited by the CIA to provide reconnaissance on the burgeoning communist threat in Central America. Seal finds himself in charge of one of the biggest covert CIA operations in the history of the U.S., one that spawned the birth of the Medellin cartel and eventually almost brought down the Reagan White House through the Iran-Contra scandal.
Two CIA spy movies set in the Cold War era?
No. The yes. American Assassin's right now. Like, this is... It's not Cold War. It's right now.
Okay.
It's set in right now. But this is a true story about a pilot who basically gets in bed with, like, a cartel.
Hot.
And it's, like, it looks like a really good movie. Like,
all right. I don't really have an opinion on that one. I mean, who's starring in it?
Tom Cruise.
Anyone else, though?
Not that I know of. I know there's definitely other people, but I
don't. I mean, if you're going to market a Tom Cruise movie, the best way to do that is to say, hey, Tom Cruise is in this.
Yeah, but...
that's what gets
okay,
people in it.
Okay,
so.
I want to take a poll. And anybody can tell me a bad Tom Cruise movie where he's an airplane pilot. Just
oh, God damn it.
Go
that's
ahead
not
and,
fair.
Go
Fuck
ahead
you.
And let me know
Bullshit.
How many bad movies he is when he's an airplane pilot. Because as far as I know, he's one for one. And so I better give this one a shot.
This one's going to be another Top Gun, huh?
I don't know if it's going to be Top Gun because he flies drugs and weapons. Like, that's it.
Yeah, it's the plot of Top Gun.
No, it's not. I hate you right now.
It could be. Top Gun, the remake. Let's do it, guys. Let's do it, Hollywood.
Except for this one's a real story.
Goose and Maverick are just running drugs.
It looks like a great movie. Watch the preview.
Okay. We'll get
watch
around
the preview.
To it.
Check it out. See what you think. Let us know.
What else is coming out?
Justice League is another one.
Oh, God.
Which I know we had to talk about Justice League because you're
yes.
a nerd.
Yes,
I'm going to read the... little blurb here that they have for us on IMDb. Fueled by his restored faith in humanity and inspired by Superman's selfless act, Bruce Wayne enlists the help of newfound ally Diana Prince to face an even greater enemy. Together, Batman and Wonder Woman work quickly to find and recruit a team of metahumans to stand against the newly awakened threat. But despite the formation of this unprecedented League of Heroes, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and the Flash, it may already be too late to save the planet from an assault of catastrophic proportions. Catastrophic proportions. That was bad. I don't read often out loud.
That wasn't as bad as this fucking movie is gonna be.
I mean, I don't...
Oh, it's going to be bad, Wizard.
I think it's not going to be that terrible. But everything, all the drama that's
going around...
The drama around
it is fucking ruining it. And
all the drama going around Ben Affleck and everybody else is just
yeah,
kind of killing the movie.
There's this big fucking will he, won't he for Ben Affleck staying as Batman, and I think that's stupid. It's bullshit. Like,
I agree. I think it's they're just trying to basically stir things up, and they're trying to catch up with Marvel in one movie, which is the stupid idea.
Yeah, they should have played it out longer or done. I mean, if they want to release six fucking movies a year, that's fine.
Yeah, like just do it.
Six standalone movies each year until they could afford to do this big team up they're trying to do.
Yeah, instead they're trying to like basically like that's like
Iron Man came out. That's like if Iron Man
came out and then the next movie was fucking Infinity Wars. Like that's what they're trying to do.
So like Iron Man came out in 2008, the Avengers came out in 2012, and they needed those 4 years to build that brand.
And yeah, like
it
if
was
you,
vital.
If you think about it,
BVS these, came out last year.
All these people that like watched Iron Man and Iron Man 2 and Thor and Captain America and all their sequels and prequels and all that crap. Like, you've invested hours of your life into this series of movies.
So now
like, you're gonna see Infinity Wars. Like, it's not like you can't just miss it. Even if you don't like the movies, you're like, I've already watched all of the movies. I have to watch this.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, Thor Ragnarok is coming out soon. So, like, I mean, everybody's gonna go see that because they have to. They don't have a choice. Planet Hulk. Even though on Planet Hulk, Thor's not there, but, you know, that's besides the point.
We make our concessions.
Yeah, I mean, Planet Hulk is Planet Hulk. Everybody's gonna be excited about it.
Yeah.
Because the comic book was amazing, and so will the movie. Although, I have to say that I still need to watch The Dark World, because I still have yet to watch it, because I never really had an interest in it.
I didn't really like the first Thor movie, so I haven't seen The Dark World either.
Which is crazy, because, I mean, if we want to see Ragnarok and Planet Hulk, we have to watch The Dark World.
We have to find time to sit down and watch that.
It's
got to
be on Netflix, right?
I hope.
Me too, because I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right? Who's going to buy a Thor movie?
Who's going to buy a movie just so that way you could go watch the next movie? It doesn't make any sense to me. But...
which is why I'll never see War of the Planet of the Apes.
Right? So, funny story about that. We were going to go see War of the Planet of the Apes, but Crazy Head over here didn't realize that the last movie didn't have James Franco in it. And he was, like, talking about how he's disappointed that James Franco's not going to be in this one. I was like, James Franco wasn't in the last one. He's like, what are you talking about? So we discovered that he hadn't seen the second Planet of the Apes.
Seen the first one.
Which is, what is it? Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Dawn.
Okay, so there's Dawn, there's Rise, and there's War.
Fuck!
So,
that's bullshit.
Dawn of Planet of the Apes, which you saw, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which I saw, and War of the Planet of the Apes,
which
we'll never see.
We're never going to see.
Unless it's free. Netflix, put that shit on there so I'll watch it. Otherwise, I don't care.
But also, edit in James Franco or Mark Wahlberg. I'll take either of them.
Just like a scene where James Franco just like comes walking by.
Yeah, you just like
pull, nothing else.
Pull from 11/22/63 on Hulu, the Stephen King James Franco miniseries, and just do that. Also, speaking of Hulu miniseries, dude, there's Castle Rock and it's coming out next year, and that's why I don't give a shit about it, because Castle Rock is going to be this super big, like, Marvel Cinematic Universe of Stephen King novels. Like, it's gonna have Cujo, and it's gonna have Sleepwalkers in it. It's gonna have It. It's just all of these stories, all the books he's written, like, 13
Wait,
to 17
are you
stories
sure you're not
his.
Talking about Goosebumps, the movie?
Oh.
Literally what it sounds like. That's the plot to Goosebumps. They just took all the Goosebumps books
and
made them into a movie.
No, because the Goosebumps movie was fucking worse than that. It wasn't telling all these stories in a connected way. It was...
No, it just took all the
Jack
characters...
Jack Black was like, I wrote these books, I'm R.L. Stein. And then he got chased around like by a Zambuzi, like, or whatever.
I don't feel like Zach Black talks
Zambini.
Like that.
Jack Black. Learn his name.
I don't even
maybe
know his
you'll
name.
Know how he talks.
Still.
Oh, sorry, this is a bit of Jack Black. I'm fucking old, and I'm not relevant anymore. Also, Tenacious D.
And then,
Pick of Destiny, more like, can't pick a fucking
And then Kyle Gass is just in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck that guy. He's old. He's old, too. I don't like old people. Or bald people.
I'm offended by that.
Good, because you're
Michael
old.
Keaton's bald.
Michael Keaton is not bald.
And I'm
Shut
not
your
bald.
Fucking mouth.
I have a thick, luscious head of hair.
Okay, but Michael Keaton does too. Don't fucking talk shit on Michael Keaton right now. Not on the show.
Michael Keaton's bald.
This is a pro Michael Keaton show.
No, this is a pro Mark Wahlberg and gay Donald Glover lust show.
Okay, there's nothing gay about Donald Glover.
Or I will Mark, say
Mark Wahlberg's
I will say that I've been converted, you know. Yeah. I've been baptized in the ways of Childish Gambino.
Yes.
Because
amen, brother.
I listen, like, we listen to him all the time. Like, we're around each other basically 24 hours a day, and we listen to him a lot. A lot of Childish Gambino. Pop Thieves, it's my shit. Sober, it's my shit. Rip, it's my shit.
True, those are his shit.
Like, literally, that is my shit right now. Right now it is.
It's the shit, dude.
But, you know, like, it's... He's good. And
Gambino
I love him.
Is a mastermind. Fuck a bitch to pass the time.
I love him in Community, too. You know, he's...
Choice
he's,
hilarious.
He's really funny. Him and Abed is just, like, my main men. Like, they're just great. You know, Deadpool is going to be great. If they get those three, those four people together in a TV show should be amazing.
Ryan Reynolds, H. Sean Benjamin, Will Arnett, and Donald Glover. I can't think of a better
amazing
creative
combination,
team. That's
right?
The funniest shit ever.
Like, it should be hilarious.
If that somehow happens, fucking, that's the best moment in Hollywood. Atlanta's great. After Community, I'm going to get you into Atlanta.
Yeah, I know we have to watch Atlanta, too. Got a long ways to go.
A short time to get there.
We gonna do what they say can't be done.
Got a long way.
Hey, speaking of old country music,
Yes, we're going to close out the show with a moment of silence for
Don Williams died at the age of 78. For those of you who don't know who that is, don't fret, me either. He's a major country icon from a long, long time ago. Sang the song It Must Be Love.
It's a good song.
I'd sing it for you, but nobody wants that. But, you know, we're gonna tie out thinking about that guy. Thinking about, you know, if you don't like country music, just have a listen to that song. Why not? Like, what are you going to learn? You're going to find a song you hate, or you're going to find a song you might love? You know, in the words of Morty, you should pick a random song every day and listen to it. You might find a lot of songs you hate, but you also might, you're basically doubling the amount of songs that you love.
That's true.
Think about it. Take a second.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No. No, that's about it for this week. We'll be back in 1 week. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/antisocialengineering, our Facebook, www.facebook.com/antisocialengineering, and our website, ridiculousmix.com.
We're starting a new production company.
Yeah.
Ridiculous Mix Productions.
Ridiculous Mix Productions.
It's going to be great.
A lot has gone into it so far.
We've got a lot of big things coming in the next few years.
Yeah, we do. We sure do.
A lot of stuff coming on.
A lot of stuff's in the works.
It's going to take a long time, but we'll get it out there. And any help you guys want to give us, any advice you want to give us, and any other comments you guys want to talk to us about, please hit us up.
The show is sort of all over the place, but that might be our format. We don't know yet. We're going to let it evolve naturally.
We're still learning, and hopefully within the next week or so, our production value might go up a lot. Hopefully.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully.
But until that time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Shriekin' Wizard.
Riley Lux / Vizzy G. And this was Antisocial Engineering Episode 1. Have a great day.